Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. In August, I was crunched for time and looking for sandwiches.
Okay, so can I get the roast turkey breast?
My first stop was Philly's Deli and Jersey Baking.
Which you make here, right?
At 6 Park Street in Claverack.
As a sub?
I ordered their homemade roasted turkey on a sub roll.
And can I just get it with mayo, mustard?
With all of the toppings that they offer.
And basically all the toppings?
Except for black olives and cheese.
Except no black olives and no bacon.
You want banana peppers, okay?
Please.
And pickles, you want pickles?
Yes, please.
While I waited, I explored their aisles of soup cans and potato chips.
Right in the back, we make them fresh.
You make them?
Everything's made fresh.
Before paying,
I'll definitely get just a glazed donut.
And getting a cronut.
It's called glazed croissant.
To go. What my sandwich lacked in toppings, it made up for in sheer turkey.
The turkey is way more thinly sliced.
Which was thinly sliced, juicy, and turkey-y.
I have some banana peppers, really thinly sliced onion.
I would have liked more pickles, tomatoes, and onion.
It has less pickles.
I noticed that the top side,
very thinly sliced tomato, very thinly sliced shredded lettuce
of the sub roll,
more than 1 pound,
was completely bare.
The top bread has no mustard or mayo on it. It's just completely blank.
With mustard and mayo only on the bottom side of the roll.
I'm all done with the sandwich, so I'm gonna unbox the donut.
The croissant donut
smells very donut.
Which was coated in a silky glaze.
Very light. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like melting in my hand almost.
Was pillowy and light.
It's almost like a spongy. The top is glazed.
With the custardy melt in your mouth center.
Wow. This was probably made this morning, I'm guessing.
Similar to that of a cruller.
I would say whoever is making this knows what they're doing.
The following day,
could I just order like my own sandwich?
I headed to the Hudson Sandwich Shop.
I just had like a turkey sandwich with lettuce, tomato, and onion.
At 93 Healy Boulevard in Hudson.
And pickles.
Where the this and that
and
food truck is parked.
Mustard and mayonnaise.
Their menu is about 20 sandwiches long.
Oh, what are my choices?
With hot dogs and soups.
What kind of like sides do you have?
But I ordered another turkey sandwich.
I'll get a coleslaw, please.
On sliced bread.
Rye, please.
With tomato, lettuce, onion.
Are y'all the same people that do like the Hudson Sandwich Shop?
Mayo and mustard.
Oh, you moved here. Oh, awesome.
And a side of coleslaw. It was served on toasted bread with platonically ideal amounts of shredded iceberg.
Comes with a pickle.
Vibrant red tomato.
Mustard, they use like a brown mustard.
Onion and thick pickles.
You can see a little bit of onion, and then the next layer is tomato.
And was well slathered.
Shredded lettuce, and then there's mayo.
With mustard and mayonnaise on each end.
A lot of the ingredients seem pretty pretty fresh. I can't think of a better word. I'm opening the coleslaw, which I'm gonna put some of it on the sandwich. It's not slivers of cabbage. It is little, teeny, tiny chopped cabbage with a ton of mayonnaise. So I'm actually gonna put it on the sandwich and almost use it as another condiment because I can't really see myself.
To finish this segment,
seltzer with a little bit of ginger ale.
Ginger ale?
And some lime juice.
Seltzer with ginger ale and some lime juice.
Yes.
I met dining companions.
I got a hot dog.
At the Whale Belly food truck.
The beef? Okay.
At the Upper Depot Brewery. At 708 State Street in Hudson. It had been a busy weekend.
Yeah, we just sold out of that one. Yeah, sorry about that, you guys.
Okay.
And they were out of French fries.
Could I get a fried chicken?
We ordered a fried chicken sandwich.
And the not fried chicken.
A grilled chicken sandwich.
I was gonna get a fried chicken.
Yeah, not fried and fried.
Perfect.
And the hot dog.
A hot dog.
My only question is, what would you like on the hot dog?
What are my choices?
Ketchup, beer mustard, relish, raw onion, yellow mustard, sauerkraut, and cheese. And we make the cheese in house.
Can I get every... all of those things.
A chopped cheese.
Can I try the chopped cheese?
And a kale Caesar wrap.
The hot dog, the not fried chicken, and there was one other thing.
And the kale Caesar wrap.
You got it.
Put you guys right here.
Thank you.
Here's the chicken. Here's a not fried. Here's the chopped cheese.
Wow, that looks awesome.
We went crazy.
Here's
Thank
the
you.
Kale.
The hot dog had iconic snapping texture.
Hot dog. Are all their meats local?
And measured condiment ratio.
It looks like it doesn't have enough stuff on it, but then underneath the hot dog
is where all the things lay.
There's relish.
One of my dining companions lamented,
"This one's
it's dry.
How's the
it's
really dry? What did you say dry?
That the fried chicken was too crispy.
Wait, what was the first thing you said? Dry.
Dry.
Which I confirmed. The chopped cheese.
It's like, is it very? It's similar to a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, but it's not.
A sandwich consisting.
It's not steak. I think it's ground beef.
Oh.
Of chopped and seared ground beef.
It's like a chopped up hamburger.
Engulfed in American cheese and special sauce.
There's a lot of American cheese on that.
With shredded lettuce and diced tomato, was decadent and served hot dog style.
I mean, the chopped cheese looks really good.
On a long toasted sandwich bun.
But you can tell that it's like marinated in herbs.
The grilled chicken sandwich.
Real herbs?
No. Like little dried herbs.
A plump marinated chicken thigh.
It's very simple.
With aioli.
It has like fresh tomato and onion and some sort of aioli.
Tomato, lettuce, and onion.
It's wet.
So is this. Moist.
On a burger bun.
Maybe the chicken juice might have been.
Yeah, was substantial.
It's juicy, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a thigh.
Oh, thigh.
And professional. Finally, we tried.
Visual. Ooh, looks like there's some chickpeas in there.
All right, son.
The kale Caesar wrap.
A kale salad.
Wow, I wonder if these chickpeas are.
Finally, sliced lacinato kale.
Elephant kale? Dinosaur kale.
In a savory Caesar dressing.
Really creamy.
Dotted with fried chickpeas.
Chopped very small, massage.
And wrapped inside of a generic whole wheat tortilla.
So, it, like, as a dish. It's a little odd.
Served room temperature.
Probably made a chicken Caesar wrap, and then they had to have a vegetarian option.
So they took the chicken out.
Yeah.
Jamiroquai lulled peacefully in the background. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
What'd you get on your hot?
I got the stone ground mustard, ketchup, and sauerkraut.
The beer mustard.
Yeah, the beer mustard.